6, late ass episode 10. You over here giving a whole dissertation on a whole fucking breakdown.
Yeah.
And you mad at me because I didn't turn on the microphone? You of all people. What's up, everybody? I'm Scythe.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where y'all been at? Y'all been slacking, according to Gina's words. Nobody been slacking. We've been busy. Shit been going on. We ain't splitting up. We still here, bitch.
No, we ain't.
Hopefully everybody's staying.
High and right.
And positive vibes, as always.
Always. What's up, baby?
I don't know. You just came home with a platter of potato salad from our Caucasian neighbors.
Lovely neighbors. Yes, I got some potato salad. Mm-mm, good.
Okay. So, if you guys want to check us out. Hold up. That lets me know right now. We ain't opening that motherfucker, are we?
Yes, you're trying it.
What do you mean, yes, I'm trying it? Did you try it?
Yeah, she made me try it there.
Okay, so that lets me know. If you guys want to look at, if you guys want to check us out, you can look us up in the link of our descriptions of our podcast, wherever you listen to our podcast, and we are not about to eat potato salad. That's what we about to do.
I might go get it and have him try it.
Man, I ain't about to do this right now. Shit, ain't no cameras on us, and we ain't doing that shit. All right, baby, so we were just actually having a deep conversation about, we ain't going to say the name of the podcast, we ain't going to say the name of the episode, but you were just going deep, 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 and I want to continue that steam that you do have with that. So, okay. Go ahead and break it down for the listeners.
Okay. Well, let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
So, last night, out of nowhere, I decided to listen to podcasts, which I normally don't do.
Don't even listen to her own.
No, I normally listen to, I listen to this, I'm going to say it.
Don't.
Yeah.
Say the name, because I will have to do editing and I don't want to have to do all that.
I'm not saying the name.
Okay, so.
But I'm going to tell you what I listen to at night. Okay?
Okay.
Ready?
But I always have been.
Great iPad flutes and shit.
I know that I am pure spirit. That I always have been.
Okay.
And that I always will be.
So, I listen to that every night because I am pure spirit and I just gotta get going. So, I listen to that every night and then I switch over to rain and thunder and shit. And that's probably why I don't wake up to rain and thunder at night. But anyways.
I'm listening, babe.
Last night, I got a hair up my ass and decided, listen to a podcast. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I go onto Spotify and I click into my, it said my library. So I clicked into my library somewhere I've never been before. And I'm like, and just scrolling and scrolling. I'm like, what is all this shit? Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what none of it was, really. And I'm like, oh, I recognize that a little bit. Oh, I've heard that one. Yeah, oh, I've seen that one. And I finally get all the way down to the bottom like 20 minutes later. So then I start going back up and I'm like, no, I just need to be serious about this. So I start going back up and I see a podcast. And I was like, oh, okay, click on it. And then I'm like, I see one was posted, 2 days ago.
Updated 2 days ago.
And I'm like, okay. And it said Wellington, Kansas. I was like, oh, okay. And where was I? Oh, and it said this weird thing. I don't know, like backdoor something and then head off or something. I don't know. It was something really weird. And I'm like, okay, this is strange.
So basically you came across a podcast that was just like true crime and all that
right.
Other shit. Yeah.
So I go into
everybody is in that pocket, even still now, like, yo. If you're going to really be in that pocket, you better have your shit together, for real.
But the strange thing about it is I don't listen to podcasts.
Yes.
I don't. I mean,
You already prefaced it with that.
I randomly do, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I wanted to listen to a podcast. Out of nowhere, I picked this specific one, and it ends up being one that I knew of. And I, you know, similar to, I knew of the family.
Mm-hmm. Disclaimer, Gina's not crazy, y'all. She may be crazy in certain situations, but she's not crazy about what she's getting ready to actually give you guys information about.
Oh, okay. So anyways, they were talking shit on, you know, Wellington and laughing and shit like that. And I'm like, okay.
Wellington, yeah. Kansas.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I hear jokes about Wellington, Kansas all the time. I hear about all kind of jokes, all the suburbs around here. Yeah, I hear it.
Okay, so a lot of the information was wrong.
And for any of the new listeners that are listening right now, we do live in a suburb of Wichita, Kansas.
Right.
But you said it was all wrong.
Yeah, it wasn't in Wellington. It was in South Haven.
This murder?
And it was, well, it was, they lived in South Haven. The kids did. And because her younger brother was, I think, 2 years older than I was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
I think, yeah, like 2 years older than I was. And when I got old enough, because I was 12 when this happened. So when I got old enough to be able to sneak off and hang around with all the older kids.
You little heathen.
I was. See, and the funny thing is, they don't remember me, but I'm always in the background. I've always been in the background.
And you record a podcast. This is still a traumatic experience. And I hope it's not traumatic.
That's what I was like. Because but I did run into the brother of the girl that was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago, and he was like, I really don't remember you. And I could tell he didn't, but I'm like, I knew him because I could tell the face, especially when he told me the name, and especially the place, or, you know, where he was from. I was like, oh, you are. And he was like, how do you know? And I'm like, because I would follow you guys down to the creek where you guys would all party. And then when everybody else would show up, I would just mingle in there and play too and go into the spring and everything. And nobody would ever know. I drank a little. Nobody ever know. You guys passed it around. Nobody ever know. And then I'd get your grandma's whistle and I'd go home.
Word. Okay.
So.
Hey.
I did. And then the parents there would always say, don't go around her. She's a Wichita slut. She brings all the nasties here.
Talking about
it. And I'm like, and I'm not like only like 12, 14. You know, I'm not
and
old.
And this all ties into what you're telling right now, and they talking about you.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm like, these people, I'm just
trying to throw some little bit of narration in between it for people that are listening. Like, we diving deep into something. Like I said, before we even started, before the mics got hot, you was already talking about this.
Yes.
So you a Wichita slut.
Yeah. I was like, I had germs, and I didn't know where I got these germs from, but I guess I got caught them in Wichita.
Well, I'll look them off with you.
Okay, basically the backstory to this is I spent my summers every year
in South Haven. South Haven, Kansas.
Which is an itty-bitty 1 mile town on the border going out of Oklahoma. So
going south.
Yeah, going south. So, and I spent every summer there from the time I was probably 5.
Mm-hmm.
I think my first time going there, when you're driving there as a kid, it seems like forever.
When we were kids, side note, man, it seemed like it was forever. Listen, Wichita listeners, shout out to y'all, man, if y'all listening right now, check it out. It used to seem like forever just to go from west side Wichita to east side Wichita off of Kellogg.
Right.
It was like, yo, Kmart is way the fuck out of here. For real.
So the first time I tried to go was, I think I was 4, and my brother was with me. And I think we get maybe halfway there, and I start having a panic attack and freaking out and screaming. And mind you,
4 years old?
Mind you, I'm in the back of a bed of a truck, laying down on a bed while my grandpa drives. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, what in the white peopling is going on?
So, yeah, they ended up taking me back home. But then my brother stayed. My brother went, and he came back, and he said he had the best time ever. So I was so upset.
That you felt like you missed out.
I did. I missed out. So I stayed every year from then on. Yeah. I went every
going
summer.
Going to South Haven.
Every summer. As soon as school was done that weekend, I was gone.
And that's what I wish that, I mean, man, it's so tough for kids to even just have that nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
And kids, what I mean by kids with that nostalgia is just being older now. And looking back at like, yo, we could go around and really just have a fucking good time and not have to worry about all the fucking shit that comes with it. With getting kidnapped, with murders, with all the, you know, just all the negativity that has always been around here forever, you know, that permeates the world. But in the Midwest, you know, certain people want to say that we're slow sometimes and we're slow to catch up to certain things and we're not observant. We are.
Mm-hmm.
We are. And sometimes a benefit is letting the world be slow around you so you can sit back and watch all of the surrounding areas just be on, basically on steroids. Just go, 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 go. And you could just sit back and dissect through certain things and know what certain warnings that you need to stay away from and et cetera. So continuing on, being in South Haven all those years.
Right.
Growing up.
This is completely white territory. Okay.
And I'm laughing because people want to say, oh, just that's because you in Kansas. Nah, fam, I grew up in Chicago and here, and I've been all over this fucking country.
And territorial.
And I've been in the background. Same way you moved.
So, if you come in, you're not welcome.
Y'all know what they're talking. Come on, man. You know what it is. You know what time it is. Even like that on the streets. In certain hoods, certain blocks, there's just certain places you just can't wild out. You just can't show up and think you just going to be like, oh, hey, how's it going? Nah, we can't do that, right?
Mm-mm.
And this is going all the way back over 20 years to a small town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, that happened in December of 92. The girl, when she was murdered, and it's a gruesome story, so I'm not going to go into it.
Right.
Y'all
can look that up.
But, where was I going with this? Oh.
You said it was in this all white territory.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were a mixed family. So they had a hard time anyways, is what I was saying. Yeah. They had a hard time anyways.
Just that struggle alone. Especially that just even 10 years ago.
Yeah, they did.
No, I'm just talking about just even 10 years ago. Like 20 years ago. 30 years ago. I mean, shit, just interracial couples is tough.
I'm a lot older than that.
No, interracial couples is tough.
It was.
Yes.
It was very hard. They were mixed. And I can tell you that because one summer it was, I think I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
This one's a funny story. Oh, my great-grandma. My grandma moved back in.
To your great-grandma's?
Right, to my great-grandma's. And
in South Haven.
In South Haven. And my great-grandma got mad at everybody. Not me. She never gets mad at me. Got mad.
Shout out to the family members that never get mad at certain ones of you that are in the family.
Right.
That's me.
She got mad at my grandpa, and she took off walking, and she was gone forever, and we couldn't find her. We went out and looked and looked, and so I went and I got the deputy, and mind you, this is the only sheriff that they've had ever, because I've never seen them have one. In there, and they said that they needed one, so
They got a sheriff.
They got a sheriff.
Yeah, you guessed it.
He was black. He was the nicest man. He was so helpful. He rounded up everybody. He rounded up all of the men to get on their horses and to start searching. He did everything. And they all helped. But he was fired. Oh, we did find Grandma. Actually, I did. All because of cows. Mm-hmm. Cows helped me find her. Mm-hmm. Because we were going, she was basically at the border.
Of Oklahoma?
She walked all the way to the border and got tired and lay down at a tree. And nobody would have saw her because she was covered. She's covered by all the brush and everything. The only reason why I noticed something was because all the cows in the field were headed right in that same direction.
For all you city folk that are listening right now, y'all don't understand the level of, y'all want to call us slow? Keep going, baby.
But they were all going to the same direction. And I'm like, well, did they put food out? And I didn't see anything. But then I saw Grandma sleeping. I'm like, there she is.
Yeah.
So we went and got her.
Yeah.
And yeah, she had a UTI.
Damn. Okay. Get a drink, baby.
That was fun. But he was very nice, and he got fired.
Why'd they fire him?
They fired him because all the members of the board wanted him out.
Because he was black.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew that, even that at that young age. You knew that.
They said he doesn't fit.
Of course he doesn't fit. He's like a fly in milk. Oh, it's crazy.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. And I know a lot of listeners that do listen through the Midwest, they have to understand that some of this shit does still permeate to this day. And what I mean by permeate, look up the definition.
That's what I said. A lot of people, like if I hung out with any of the kids there, some of those parents would start saying horrible things about me. And I'm just a kid. I'm like,
because you already prefaced it with you being a Wichita chick.
Yeah.
You a slutty chick because you from Wichita. And then you want to hang out with the mixed kids that's, you know, so in the small ass town.
There's 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I was probably my 13, 14 year.
Yeah.
One of those years. I don't fucking know. They all run together.
I mean, shit, man. We getting older, man. Let's go.
I made friends with this one boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't from South Haven either. Mm-hmm. He was just coming to stay with family. Too.
Right. Okay.
And he didn't really have anybody his age either.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I told you. That was, his cousin that he was staying with was Bub's friends. They were all friends too. So they were 2 years older.
Mm-hmm.
So they were all doing
stuff.
Other stuff. Mm-hmm. And he was left alone.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and hung out.
And y'all was friends.
They fucking sent the brother to pick him up and said, you can't hang out with her because she's just a Wichita slut. And the kid was like, we didn't do anything. We ran the railroad tracks. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. I haven't had sex yet, but okay.
Yeah.
Gonna get used to this. I'm like, and who's the adult here?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. So.
So, continuing on with this story. It started with Wellington with this podcast that you've been listening to.
Yeah, it was in Wellington.
And it was in Wellington.
South Haven.
It was,
and you mentioned the Shoe Fly Shop.
Yes.
The Shoe Fly Shop was an adorable, adorable little place. They had the best amount of candy you could get for a penny.
Word. Hold on. Time out. Yo, times of inflation. Times of interest rates. Times of everything spiking. Right?
Right.
You got candy for a penny.
And I could get my candy cigarettes. And I can get all my stuff that I wanted.
And that was fucking awesome, as a kid.
And the place was so neat.
Because the shoe fly shop.
You could go in there and fix your toilet, buy a present, rent a movie. You could do whatever you wanted in there. They had it.
You know what's so funny? My grandfather, rest in peace, mm-hmm. he also had a shop. It's very similar to that in mm-hmm. downtown Wichita.
Yeah, see?
He definitely did. Where you can go in there and just like, man, one penny for this. And then, you know, with the bubble gum, or I don't know, shit was a nickel. Like, man, yeah. Shit was good. He was like, shit, he was already teaching me. Anyway, that'll come later about the process of business. So,
mm-hmm. But the Shoe Fly Shop mm-hmm. was named the Shoe Fly Shop because of the Shoe Fly Creek. And then the Shoe Fly Creek was named the Shoe Fly Creek because there was an accident on the bridge involving two vehicles, and there was a child killed.
Head-on collision?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Or it was a deer, or something happened. Basically, right there. Yeah. Or they slid on the snow. I'm not sure. The story probably could change over the years. That's why I said I'm not sure.
Right, but...
And that's why that was called the Shoe Fly Creek. Mm-hmm. So then they got the Shoe Fly Shop.
So that lets me know there's more history behind that, though. But you said it was the most adorable place.
That's the only one. That's the only thing I know. I know it closed down. It was real sad that it closed down. But everything closed down. The only grocery store closed down. And it was barely a grocery store anyways. And it closed down. The gas station then closed down. The restaurant then closed down. Mm-hmm. So then there was no reason. I think she went, too. And then... the only place that I never went to, was the they were apartments. They were like two rows of apartments. They were very sketchy, scary looking.
Of course, anywhere that you're trying to start a fucking community, everything's gonna look sketchy. And
I would never go there, mm-hmm. but I went everywhere else.
Yeah. So. In conclusion, on this part of it, why did the particular podcast that you just happened to scroll through, which you never listen to podcasts and everything else, why did that penetrate your soul and provoke you in a way that just irritated you, honestly?
It was all fucking weird how I even got to it.
Man. All right. Quick synapses. Synopsis.
And then it pissed me off because it wasn't accurate and it wasn't correct, and they try to make it funny. And it was
distasteful.
Yeah, because I was a child.
You were there.
Got dismembered.
You were there, though. I wasn't not there for the actual incident, but you were there around the family members and everybody involved and the energy. You were around it.
Yeah, because I couldn't go do nothing that summer. Even though the person that did it was already, you know, was very dumb. mm-hmm. But, yeah. I mean, for some reason, Grandma always thought I was going to get kidnapped anyways. That's what made me so mad when she moved into Grandma Nanny's. I was like, oh, my God. As soon as that woman moved in there, I couldn't move off that porch. I was going to be kidnapped. A trucker was going to get me. Oh, my God.
A trucker. Well, when something happens in a small town like that, you have to understand that does, you know, just... That gives them the thought process of like, yo, we ain't letting her out here. We let her do nothing.
It wasn't a trucker that did it.
Yeah. I mean, you even had the wherewithal even as a kid because you was around some of the certain circles and stuff like that. Right. But I'm just saying, automatically a parent, grandparent, great-grandparent is going to think that.
Well, Grandma Nanny didn't think that. And she kept getting mad. That girl can go where she wants. Leave her alone. I'm like, right. I'm out.
And then several years later, you almost get kidnapped in fucking L.A. Like, man.
I know. I was safe in South Haven.
Man, come on, man.
I was incredibly safe in South Haven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then something like that happens because it's kind of weird that you have a timeline to see when those things happen before they happen. And then they happened. Mm-hmm. You didn't know what was going to happen, but you've just seen it.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, because before the fact, you didn't know what was actually going on like that as an adolescent.
Oh, no.
But you just had a feeling that something was going on. Mm-hmm. And then after the fact, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when your great-grandma and your grandma come through like, yo, we ain't letting you out there, holla.
Right. Mm-hmm. Plus, I mean, it was such distaste. I mean...
Okay, going back to this podcast that you listened to.
The family just, I mean, don't need none of that. Right. I mean, they've had it so hard mm-hmm. anyways.
Man, I want to send a shout out to that black sheriff in that small-ass town.
I'll just put it that way. He had a little bitty afro. I just remember little things. He had an actual sheriff outfit, brown, with the pants.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what a sheriff outfit looks like, especially in the Midwest and the South.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't remember his name.
You said he was cool and he was the nicest man.
Yep. He helped right away. All I had to do was
and he
go
found
to
your ground. And that, because he commenced a search party and you just had this innate just intuition to just know where your grandmother was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he started a search party and everybody helped. Did.
Everybody. She went far.
Well, man, shit. She going to the Oklahoma border. Yo, fam. Like, yo, listen, what the hell are you doing?
She was on some mission. I'm afraid when I get old, that's going to happen.
I didn't want to have to actually say that right now. Right? But you know what? Since we haven't been recording for a couple of weeks. Yeah, we still here, y'all, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Interracial Odd Couple podcast. Check this out. Gina been worried about her sleep patterns and night patterns. She thinks she's just going to fucking sleepwalk into oblivion. And that's never going to happen. I don't know why you worry about that stuff. And I can actually say, honestly, that's why you worry about this stuff. Because of the story that you just told.
Okay, no. I worry.
There's more to it, too, of course.
I'm afraid that I am going to end up on the street naked with a dog. Or in my underwear with a dog next to me. That's what I'm afraid of.
Can we dissect this even more? I mean, do I need to light some fucking incense so you can lay back on this damn couch? What the fuck? Babe, what the fuck are you talking about right now?
Sleepwalking.
You don't sleepwalk. Everybody sleepwalks to a bathroom and pees.
I was going, you said I was going out the room.
That was that one time.
What if it happens further? See, once I go to sleep, I'm asleep. Oh, and I wake God, up man. In the morning.
Any clinicians listening right now, shout out to y'all. Reach out to us at interracialoddcouple@gmail.com.
I have no idea what goes on in the middle of the night. I don't know how many times I go to the bathroom, even though he says I go several times.
And I'm also guilty of this, though, ladies and gentlemen. I am guilty of this because I don't know who sings that song. I don't know why I never looked it up, but in the middle of the night... I've been walking in my sleep.
That's the,
Exactly. So, why are you worried about this?
Mac dogs? No. So, what have you been up to, babe?
What have I been up to?
Yeah.
Working. Been up to working. Staying focused on things I don't want to talk about just yet. But... staying focused. And you know what's also a new driving force that has been awesome is our grandchild is on the way very soon, ladies and gentlemen. So don't be mad if we have an extended break when our grandchild is delivered into this world.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's on her phone, ladies and gentlemen. You can tell when she sounds distracted.
Yeah. We are going to have... Oh, she. By the way, she is driving me nuts since we're going to talk about Janae.
Yes, we're leading into that. But quit worried about, in the middle of the night. I've been walking in my sleep.
Okay, so, yeah. She messaged me saying, Mom, I'm having these horrible dreams. And she's like...
Granddaughter update.
She's like, comes out with no nose. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, Janae?
Yes.
I'm like, you've totally seen the nose on the 3D scanner or on the fucking on the sonogram, screen.
Yeah, and then high definition and fucking 4K, 8K. I don't know what the hell they got now. This is crazy.
So I can probably guarantee you she's going to have a nose.
Yeah, she was already talking about that before her nose. She's going to have a big ass head. I'm like, hell yeah, man, shit.
Then she's complaining. She's like, I have heartburn so bad. It just won't stop. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. She's like, did you do this? I'm like, I don't know. I don't think so.
Do you know how long ago that was?
I know. I don't know.
How many high and right days that was ago?
I know. I didn't complain. So obviously it didn't matter.
And she still ain't fucking understanding. Quit Googling shit. You're Googling symptoms. Talking about I have a head of the cephalopod. aortic. murmur slash. Stop it, girl.
It's going to be just fine.
Sounds like the family tradition of worrywart women. This is like, you're going to get kidnapped in South Haven. Or Wellington. Who knows? You're going to get kidnapped by your great-grandmother. She's watching. Your grandmother's watching. Your mother.
Yeah.
Watching.
You sure?
Man, just saying. She's going to be fine. But yes, our granddaughter is doing good. She's healthy. Mm-hmm. She was just literally a month ago picking her boogers.
Yeah, she has this thing with, like, I don't know what she does. She, like, gets her finger up her nose and flings. We see it every time she has it, because we had to have several different sonograms.
Yes, without going into, you know.
Because they kept seeing shadows.
What they say.
Mm-hmm. They're all just shadows. Mm-hmm. But they don't tell her that these are shadows. They say, you might be dilated. We need to get this checked out. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God.
3 centimeters. Mm-hmm.
Can you just say the other thing? This is probably a shadow. We'll just get this checked out. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wording with Janae is very important.
And I love my baby girl for that shit. No doubt. I do.
So yeah, wording is very important.
Mm-hmm. You got to be specific.
Because if you send her in the wrong way.
Man, it's just going all hell breaks loose. And we got to deal with that. And y'all don't. Y'all go home and just be like, yo, I'm going to throw my scrubs off and get my titties licked.
Yeah, we ain't while doing she's that. Googling and Googling and Googling and FaceTiming.
Come
and
on,
FaceTiming
women. Get it together out FaceTiming. Here.
FaceTiming. What does that mean? What does this mean? Why did she say this? Why did she say that?
These are the real frontline workers. You do? Shout out to those I'm real like, frontline workers. Man, listen, man.
I'm like, she's fine.
Yes.
So we had to go back in. They're like, yeah, it was just a shadow. Told you, you fucking idiot.
Spoken like a true mom. That had three of them hoes. Three of them.
I'm like, They get her worked up, and then the doctor comes in and tries to get her unworked.
Well, they're not going to do that, because they don't understand our daughter like that. They just do what they do.
No,
like, they've just been watching an old episode of General Hospital. Like, come on, fam.
The doctor does. So the doctor's sitting there telling her,
Janae, don't listen to these hoes.
You don't need to Google. Janae, you're fine. Mm-hmm. Janae, I felt nothing of the sort. But it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. She's like, but what if? But what if? I can really have a contraction and not know it? Oh, I'm like, oh my God.
First time mother.
Janae.
And she better be a last time mother for years to come.
Yeah, she's like, I ain't doing this shit again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's been pretty.
We're going to put a fucking redwood tree in her fucking apartment so she can knock on that motherfucker.
She's been a trip.
Mm-hmm. But how has the trip been for you, Mom? The journey of your first grandchild and watching all of this come to fruition. I know it has to be crazy.
No, I'm just sitting back and watching.
Not crazy in a negative way. Just it has to be just like, wow, I'm about to see another little mini me, an extension of you as, you know, a young lady out here in the world. I think that is fucking amazing as a man out here. I'm just telling y'all that right now, listeners, that's been with us from day one. I think that is cool as fuck. I think it's cool. I can't wait to see mini you through
I'm
Janae.
I'm excited, but I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
With me, I have to see it come out. And then I'm like, then it's everything is just in motion real.
Right. And we're both.
And I'm like, see it growing. And I see it's growing. And it's cute. I'm saving all the pictures. And what am I doing? Okay. And I'm seeing and I'm watching and I'm just paying attention. But I'm like, I want it out.
But here's the problem with our kids right now, man. And shout out to her soon to be baby daddy too, man. They working it out. They're going through difficulties. They're both young. They're both 20 years old. And I'm like, man, we're not giving a full-length George Lucas fucking action to this shit and blurring out, you know, Janae's nay-nays. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But we are going to be in the room.
Yes, we're all going to be in the room.
You, I, and him. And that's it.
And
I don't
the
want nobody else. And she wants, that's what I'm saying. It's not going to be some fucking.
And GoPro.
I mean, they wanted to be full length and all this other stuff. Like, girl.
I'm doing the GoPro for them to be able to look back on it.
For them, personally.
Later on.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, if we get some funny moments that we can be able to zoom in on and, you know, take that moment in face or, you know, some shit like that. Like, funny, like, dropping on the floor. I mean, we might. Show you.
Don't worry about his name.
He's going down.
Anonymity is important. We don't know what is going to go on in the future of this life. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. And we're looking forward to it, and it's going to be right around the corner. It is right around the corner. It's coming that fast. That's why I'm like, babe, what you just said, I'm like, yo, man. She coming. She ready. She get ready to be a fucking problem.
Janae's problem, yes.
Not like that. A problem in the society. A problem in the world.
Yeah.
A problem
my
in
just here for
her
guidance.
Thought processes and everything that we have. Intact and ready to go. Hell yeah, she's going to be a beast. And her kids are going to be beasts too. They just got to quit being hard-headed because they already have over 20 years of thinking they know everything still.
Yes.
Stop.
They do.
And listen to us. Children, parents that have children in their early 20s, getting ready to be first-time grandparents, second time, third time, doesn't matter. No coddling. Let them know what time it is. Let's get shit done. Let's get it going. Let's get it popping. We all deserve it. Know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And they're not going to answer, though, but yeah.
I was talking to you, too.
Oh, me.
I mean, shit. I mean, it's you and I in the room.
No.
And ghost behaving for once.
Yeah.
Let's get it popping.
Popping, popping. I know, right?
See?
Okay. So we have a.
He's dreaming. And now he's barking and he's dreaming. And listen to our dog, y'all. Hey, buddy.
Oh, he's
relax.
Out. He's out.
Yeah, man, that heat been. Shout out to everybody working out in the heat, man. This shit has been some bullshit, yo. Mr. Bullshit. He's tired and knocked out because out there watering in this damn heat.
He He's starting to run.
Mm-hmm. Out here watering in this damn heat, man. Watering our garden. Garden update real quick. What's up?
Garden. Garden is so pretty.
See how busy we've been? Don't worry about why we haven't been consistent. We always are consistent with our podcast.
I mean, during the day, it looks like, you know, it looks like everything looks very dramatic and just like, oh my God, save me. But by the time evening comes, everything's just alive and pretty. And
then early in the morning, you know what I noticed this morning, especially, everything is like completely vertical, damn near. It is fucking awesome.
I bet it's
even great. The lettuce looks great. Even the fucking spinach looks great. Everything looks great. I'm like, damn, look at y'all. I'm like, but y'all want to act all fucking dramatic and sad as a ditty and shit during the day and all that because of the heat and all that. Nah, man.
They do.
They've been looking awesome, especially in the middle of the night. And in the middle of the night, I've been walking in my... When I get up for work, I go out there and water. We've both been diligent in our own, you know what I'm saying? We're on different time frames. But, yeah, we make sure all our vegetables, all our fruit, everything is going to be ready to go here soon.
Yeah, we got some good looking tomatoes going and
cucumbers,
peppers, and we've been harvesting tons of mint, tons of catnip, getting mullein and all that stuff harvested. So a lot of that stuff is doing really good.
July 24th, man.
Yes, July 24th, we will be
giving you a hit
in Hayesville at. I just got it sent to me, too.
All right, honey. I feel like this whole block's going to get cut out.
Yeah, because then I asked if I should get an elephant, too. Woo! Excitement. Shit, I'm trying to make my end fun.
So you want to sit back and be entertained while running a business.
Oh, isn't that the best part?
Now I'm trying to dissect through this shit now because you talking shit now. You really are talking
Look,
shit.
Look, I got a vision.
I know you got a vision, but not everybody don't have to hear this. That's what I'm saying.
But nobody,
this would be the files.
No, my vision for, you know... The event.
Your vision for the event is what?
My part to be able to have the extra tent to be able for a jam. Are you serious? Everybody ignores me. Like, hello, you say you love music, you say you love community. I'm giving you an in to both. And okay.
I can imagine a lot of them are rusty, too, because since the pandemic, there's been no bar shows, there's been no local shows, there's been no lot of shows, and there's been a lot of psychological things that you're thinking about with that.
About
I'm just talking about both sides
this
of it.
This is about getting together with the community and just having fun with everybody.
Even if you sound like trash, right?
If somebody shows up, that's what a jam is for. There could be 50 guitars going. That's a jam. So you get together. I do that. I say this and do this because I was drug around to so many different festivals, so many different thingies.
I performed at a lot of places too.
And one thing that I always noticed is people were the happiest when they were just hanging out in that little circle. Just everybody had their instrument and jamming. And just somebody throws out a song, and they go. Somebody starts a song, and they go. And everybody seemed the happiest.
And on the artist side of it, it's also a great experience, too, because you come up with strums, you come up with riffs, you come up with lyrics, you come up with...
You find a person that you want to hang out with more, or you jive well with something, and you guys start a fucking band. I don't know. Hey.
And you also come up with a muse, even if you don't want to do that. Even if you're introverted, because most artists are introverted. And that's why bands are the hardest thing to keep intact.
It's weird.
It's not weird. That's just the way human psychology works.
So, I don't know how I'm going to get this one popping.
Well, that part of it, I mean, that's going to be, you know, something that we could just sit back and kind of brainstorm on that a little bit too, to try to bring people out and stuff like that. But don't be afraid, artists, musicians, poets.
No, peek through that door. You never know. It might be something good you like.
Man, because I'm telling you right now, I got an album that is burning inside of my fucking soul. And a lot of listeners that listen to the Interracial Odd Couple podcast don't know that, you know what? Yeah, I've been known to do some spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
Do a lot of shows. Done a lot of shows. It's been a little while. But there is an album brewing inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, man. And I understand an artist's plight, a creator's plight, an entrepreneur's plight. Those are all cousins with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all cousins with each other. Don't be afraid to step out there and express some of the shit. Man, this last 2 years has been fucking insane. And having to navigate through that psychologically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, it is tough. It has been tough. Including me. I'm talking about myself when I'm saying this stuff. And y'all know what time it is. If you got some shit to get off your chest, if you ain't got people that's in your corner that's going to help you fucking get some of that shit off your chest as a creative, whether it's beats, whether it's music, whether it's rhymes, whether it's spoken word, whether it's a venue, whether it's a place just for you to perform as a platform. Who gives a fuck at this point? Go and do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go do it. Because everybody's going through it one way or another. Everybody is.
Yeah.
So, come out July 24th. If you're ready to go ahead and get your shit off, you're ready to get some strums off, you're ready to jam, come through, do that. Holla at Gina, holla at Sife. You already know what time it is. Come through and do that.
Bring your instrument.
Man, bring them. Yeah. Bring them. And you already know I'm going, I'm going to press. I'm going to press them. You already know what time it is. I'm going to press them.
I have two mandolins. If you don't have something, and you hit me up, I'll bring it and you can play it. I just have mandolins, that's all. I don't have anything else. Sorry. I bring you some spoons.
And the rapper side brain of me just let me, like, man, you just let some bars off right there. And we're going to have to talk like you Megan Thee Stallion and shit. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What you mean, yeah? Wap. All right, baby. Anything you want to tell everybody? Anybody that's listening right now? Something of importance. Before we wrap this up. Because, you know, dinner's already ready because I already went through a drive-through, got us a little bit of fucking dinner and stuff like that. Man, let me tell you this story real quick. We got an abundance of Texas toast.
Oh, my goodness.
We got an abundance of it.
Why?
Because there was a big woman at the window.
Uh-huh.
I won't say her ethnicity.
Uh-huh.
But she was just being extra.
Uh-huh.
And gave us extra toast. So, pop quiz. Was she of a lighter hue or darker hue?
Lighter.
I mean, maybe not her size, and I'm not trying to shame anybody. I'm just saying. She hooked us up.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, baby. Just had to throw that out there, man, because we about to eat. I'm getting ready to get me some sleep on. We out here grinding. We're doing the best we can. We're finding something to smile about each and every day.
Yeah, it is hard right now in these times because things are so volatile. We don't know what's going on. Everything's going up and our wallets aren't. So it's a very scary time. So just take one day at a time.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know, take care of you.
And your family.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all that matters.
No, that's right.
Because it's going to get scarier, I think.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. It's just weird. Oh, but I did watch a new Netflix show. It was so cute.
They ain't paying us for this.
It was adorable. What was it? God Picked the Idiot. I don't know what it was, but it was something like that. And it was so fucking funny. I think I laughed at it. But Melissa McCarthy? I don't know.
Melissa McCarthy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She is so funny. I mean, she can be the funniest thing. I think she's adorable, too. So, yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
So,
find something to be entertained by, too, every once in a while.
Try to find something to laugh about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just be entertained by.
Yeah. Take that moment for you.
Yeah.
Whether it's doing something while you're doing something else. Like, I watch those shows while I'm cooking. Mm-hmm. Propagating. Outside dumping dirt.
Finger fucking all the fucking plants.
I take my iPad with me everywhere. Mm-hmm. Watching TV while I do other things.
Yeah.
You know, or it's just what I do.
Nothing wrong with having a little bit of distraction. Just try to break some of the monotony of what you focused on. But just make sure you stay focused, but make sure you can also be entertained too every once in a while. Because I'm bad about that. Me personally, I'm always bad about that because I'm so focused. I'm so dialed in on so many things and not even so many things. I've actually centralized them down and funneled them into certain things that I know needs to get done and get handled.
Mm-hmm.
But hard to find entertainment when a lot of shit is just like, but I ain't trying to do that right now. I ain't trying to end on that note either. All right, everybody. Yes, we are still here. Yes, we are still getting everything together. We are still doing our thing. We got a lot of things on our plate. We're doing our thing. We're doing the best we can. Hopefully, you guys are doing the same damn thing. Reach out to us if you have questions, if you have anything that you want to talk to us about, any concerns that you have. If you really feel like we got the best advice for you. Actually, we do have some advice for y'all, man.
Oh, God, we can always give advice.
Yeah, man, we've been through a lot of shit, individually and together, and we continue to be. Do you really want to know how to be together for 13 years or not? Do you really want to know how to do it? We have some advice. We really do. On how to get there.
Well, we need to go on a little bit longer.
And that's what I'm talking about right there. And you know why? Because we're continuing to go on a little bit further together.
Yeah.
We're figuring it out together.
Yes, we do. Every day.
Yes, we do. Don't you feel proud right now?
I'm always proud of you.
I didn't say nothing about me. Fuck me. Had nothing to do with it. But yes, I am proud of our relationship. I am proud of us. Mm-hmm. 13 years. 13 years. If you guys really want to get some of the inside exclusives on how that works, you got to be target specific on what you want to ask. So make sure you reach out to us in the links in the descriptions of our podcast. DM us. Email us. Talk to us. We're here to help.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely here to help. The best way we can.
Yeah.
We may not have the exact right answers or anything like that, but we do know how to navigate through this life. And don't think we're old people like you think we are, even though we talk like we old people, because we're really not. So we appreciate every single one of you guys that listen to us and check us out each and every week.
Shit, I'm old.
Each and every other week.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Man, we ain't old.
Okay, so,
oh my God. Now, okay, this is how we're going to end it.
So.
What are we doing? What are we talking about? What are we talking about here?
Okay.
Long form.
I've had gray hair ever since I was 20. So I've dyed my hair.
Oh my God, somebody got their hair cut today.
No, just because, that doesn't matter. Okay, so. I dyed my hair this last time, and then now my hair's coming in completely straight up silver. Completely. There is no ifs and buts about it. It is straight up silver.
I swear, a couple of podcasts ago, I said you were a silver fox, and you got mad at me. You glared at me, and we ain't got cameras on us yet. Okay, so it's coming in completely silver. What? So what?
So now my hair looks funny.
No, it doesn't.
It does, because I don't know what to do. I don't know. I don't want to re-dye it, because it's way too soon. And it's just not going well.
I think it's sexy as fuck. I really do.
Okay.
Babe.
Yes.
I think it's sexy as hell. I'm sorry, baby. I know, man. Older listeners of the podcast, and I'm not saying this is Gina, do you guys have a hard time getting older?
I don't have a problem with my gray hair. I've had gray hair since I was 20.
I know, that's the crazy part.
I have a problem that I have all white hair now, and I'm just 40. That's what I have a problem with.
What did I say a few podcasts ago for you guys that have been listening for a while? When you see your first gray hair around your ding ding, you know it's about to be ding ding. It's a wrap. It's over. It's over. Fam, it's over. Not really. That means you seasoned, salt and pepper seasoned out here in the streets and in the game.
I have no salt and pepper season. I have no nothing.
Well, you're not supposed to be salt and pepper, baby. Shit, that's me. That's your favorite rap group. That ain't got... You're misconstruing the context of our conversation right now.
I thought about them the other day. I was like, should I reach out for an apology from them for getting my mouth washed out? I don't know where that came from.
Push it through your salt and pepper, fellas. Go ahead, let's go. We ended this. All right, everybody. Thank you for checking out another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, episode 10. Hopefully you continue to stay
high and right
and positive vibes as always. Thank you for checking us out, and we will talk to you. Deuces.
Bye.